Hello and welcome to Nightcap with Jim. I'm the titular Jim, and tonight we'll be continuing our episodic reviews of The Rookie, SEAL Team, and SWAT. For more content you may enjoy, please check out our Morning Mangami podcast and our other social media content across all the different social medias. All right, let's get into it. All right, so The Rookie, episode 5. Really cool, a really great episode. Again, like, you know, they're just putting out quality material, guys. Really quality. So this episode was interesting. They were given a new challenge, the rookies, to develop their first confidential informant. And all of them, of course, have some difficulty. you know, it was really great. Little bit of a rocky start last week with Nolan and his new training officer, and that kind of continues a little bit. I don't feel like these two are gonna be as close as Bishop and Nolan got by the end of the first season, but it's really interesting to see where they're gonna take it, because it's just a new relationship, and this one's a lot more antagonistic. So it's just pretty fun dynamic that they've got going on. Nolan, especially in this episode, I just was really digging what was going on with his particular storyline in terms of developing these confidential informants. The thing that this show does really well, and all three of these shows do really well, as I've said, is show you the consequences of your actions, intended and unintended. You know, so you see Nolan trying to develop this CI, and a junkie, and they don't want to be snitching on nobody, because, you know, snitches get stitches. things don't end very well in a case like that, you know what I mean? So It's with all the lightheartedness, you know, the comedy, and then the action, there's this human element that week after week shines through, and the show just wouldn't be as good if it didn't have this emotional type element to it. So I really appreciate that a lot. Not too much to get into on this episode, just, you know, kind of an in and out situation. It was very good. Some really good stuff. This coming episode, though, is going to be pretty bonkers. I would recommend, if you like these shows, follow them on social media, and see some of the weekly trailers that they'll put out, because, like, this new one looks like it's going to be pretty damn insane. So I am super looking forward to watching that this Monday. All right, that'll do it for The Rookie, episode 5. I'm going to give it I'm going to go 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. Really good episode, again, like I said, but just not quite the pinnacle. But still, like, super, super, super good. Yeah. Like, again, like, 7 means it's, like, solid. Like, it's really good. 6 means it's, like, got a solid foundation, but there's, like, shaky. It's kind of shaky. And then 8, 9, 10, that means it's freaking awesome, with increasing levels of awesomeness. But yeah, 8 out of 10 for episode 5. Okay, now we move on to SEAL Team, episode 5. This episode was pretty brutal, and it sets up a second episode. So this is part 1, part 2 situation, and it gets pretty bonkers. So one of the fun things, again, about all these shows is the way that they've been, especially this year, introducing these new characters, and it's just adding these different dimensions and dynamics to the relationships, which is so much fun. So for SEAL Team, one of these new characters is this physiologist who has come in after Clay in the previous season was getting very up in arms about TBIs, traumatic brain injuries. And so this woman's been brought in to assess the health of the team and figure out ways to keep them in the field, to keep them healthy and ready to fight and all that stuff. And that's been really, they've just been peppering that through, but they kind of opened up the door a little bit for what might happen in the future, especially with Jason Hayes, who's, very aged operator. He's very capable, but he's been around the block for about 20 years now, so he's got plenty of war wounds. So that's really cool. The crux of the episode, the majority of the focus of it is this ambassador who's trying to stop like a second civil war from breaking out in a country that's already got a civil war going on. So she's trying to negotiate peace between these two tribes, and she needs a tier one team to protect her in this very dangerous place, especially that could get way more dangerous if these two tribes decide to go to war with each other. So they start with a low profile protection detail with just Clay and Ray, and it very quickly escalates to the point where things are out of control and they are holed up in a diplomatic residence. So it's very much a 13 hours Secret Soldiers of Benghazi kind of vibe going down. And then the rest of the team, is trying to get to him before they get annihilated. So, and that's where the episode ends. So, can't wait to see episode two, which will be chock full of just great action. Again, I can't say enough good things, nice things about the camera team on this show. Straight up one of the best camera teams in the business ever in history, I think. I mean, the work that these camera guys are doing is just next level stuff. I freaking adore what they do with the shots. I mean, the directors obviously have a lot to do with it too, but it's a director of the week, you know what I mean? So the visual style is really captured through the DP, the director of photography, and the camera crew. And they just do such an exemplary job. I'll never run out of nice things to say about this camera team because they're incredible. Yeah, again, like there's not, I don't have a lot on this episode because it's a setup episode. So, so I can't wait for the next week. But this episode still was absolutely extraordinary. So I'm gonna go with a 9 out of 10 rating on this one. All right, then that'll do it for episode 5 of SEAL Team Season 3. All right, to close it off, we have SWAT. It happened again. So a couple episodes I mentioned that SEAL Team episode 3, I think it was episode 3 or 4, hadn't been uploaded to YouTube because that's where I got the shows and where I watched them. And the same damn thing happened again, but for SWAT this time. And I'm flabbergasted, I'm very, very angry about this. And I'm sure somebody out there is like, dude, it's really not that big. It's a big deal to me, because you're messing with my livelihood here, man. Like, this is my job. I'm, especially right now, dude. Like, this is what I'm doing. I'm talking about these three shows primarily. And if these guys aren't up, you're messing up the program. You know what I mean? So it happened again, and I want to know who it is that's job is supposed to upload these damn episodes to the different streaming services, okay? 'Cause whoever's doing it for The Rookie is just spot on, man. Just boom, it's there. 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 no problems, you know. But whoever is this, the liaison or whatever at CBS or at YouTube, is just, somebody is screwing up, and I'm sick of it, man. Ugh! Like, you know, if you can't be reliable, what's the point of you, you know? Anyway, I'm very angry. But anyway, I just went to iTunes again and downloaded. I swear to God, I might just ask for a refund from YouTube on that stuff and then just buy it on iTunes, because it seems like iTunes has got their shit together. But anyway, I got it through iTunes, watched it. A really kick-ass episode. Super intense stuff going on with Hondo and his dad being sick. And then this crew who jacked this truck full of assault weapons that were slated for destruction and start wreaking havoc. One thing I will say is the plan that this crew used to hijack this convoy seemed like a really stupid plan to me. So the way that the episode starts, right, is these guys are sitting off the highway scoping out the approach, and the cops have got two SUVs in front, the 18-wheeler in the middle, and then two follow cars, okay? And these dudes, these bad guys, have four Jeeps, okay, that they drive at the convoy off to the side and then spin around, then they cut in. So if you could just imagine what I'm describing here. So you have the two SUVs in front, and then about, you know, 20, 30 feet of distance before you hit the 18-wheeler. So you have two Jeeps come in that gap, and then you have two Jeeps come in the gap behind. And I'm just like, so you guys just surrounded yourself. Like you guys just put yourself in a position where you're surrounded. That doesn't seem very smart to me, you know? So I don't know about the tactics behind that one. But that's, you know, so I knocked off a point. I knocked off two points for that, because that just seemed stupid. But the rest of the episode is great. We finally get to meet one of Jim's brothers, Jim Street's brothers, his foster brother. So that's really cool. That's a really interesting dynamic that's going on there. Excuse me. I've been talking all day, guys. My throat's kind of screwed. But anyway, yeah, meeting Jim's brother was great. There's this really great... crazy intense action sequence to climax out the episode. And Hondo, you know, if you know the show, or if you know, you know, some of the previous incarnations, Hondo used to be a Marine. And in this episode, there have been a few episodes here and there where you can see the Marine come out, and this is one of those episodes where he goes full Marine on some dudes, and it is awesome. But yeah, super intense, super great. Love to see what they're doing. And because of that stupid opening tactic, this episode, which normally would have gotten a 9, gets 8 out of 10 from me. So yeah. Anyway, just a quick little update. I know some of you might be a little bummed out that I am focusing so much on these shows. You know, as I said, the reason why is just it's something a little bit simpler that I can do, a little bit shorthand, so that I can expand the content that I'm putting out there. So I'm doing the streams. Last week I streamed a really good portion of the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Going to be finishing that up this week. And I'm going to be doing some streams in Fallout 4, doing some building in the settlements and stuff like that. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can check that stuff out, because it's really cool stuff. And again, I appreciate you guys who have been watching the Batman episodes. Don't think I don't notice those views going up, and I love you guys for it so much. This week, though, I decided I'm going to do two episodes. So I'm going to do this regular episodic TV review episode, and I got a couple of good days off this week from my day job. So I'm going back to my job on my days off to see a bunch of movies. So you're going to be looking forward to Saturday, me having reviews of Terminator Dark Fate, and a couple of other movies. So we're going to have a Jim Goes to the Movies, and then I'm going to have some other reviews for you as well, because I just watched the Hellboy, not the good one with Ron Perlman by Guillermo del Toro, the one with David Harbour, and then I've also got a Netflix original that I'm going to be watching this week, and I'll probably pair that with another Netflix original that I have not reviewed as of yet. So we're going to have an episode chock full of movie reviews for you, and then an episode of these episodic weekly TV show reviews as well. Sound good? And then also streams. So I'm going to be busy this week, guys. I'm putting out a whole mess of stuff for you, so you're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you subscribe to Manga Me Players across all the different social medias. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. That's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for stopping by for a nightcap, and good night.